Related question to that last one. I'm wondering whether, I mean, when the BEI share price tanked, and I'm a shareholder in that, unfortunately, we mopped them up. So we took them out at 50 cents a pop. So we got, shareholders got half their money back. Now, I'm wondering whether there was any illegal obligation to do that, or whether it is just a sort of a reputational issue, a brand issue, or you feel it as if you have some sort of moral obligation that if one of our funds falls over, that we step in. I think Macquarie's been very different. They were happy to let Macquarie Fortress collapse. I mean, it almost collapsed. It's sort of struggling along now. But they were very clear that if one of their funds gets in strife, it just fell over. It was allowed to fall over. They didn't give it any loans or anything. That was it. Whereas where it seemed to be a different shop at Babcock, and in the case of BEI, we voluntarily mopped it up. In the case of BBP, we're talking about providing some bridging finance. There's been reports in the press recently that BBI, Babcock and Brown Infrastructure, has given a $200 million loan to the parent company, the mothership BNB. So we seem to have issues of cross-collateralisation, and I'm interested, Phil, in hearing from you a pretty detailed answer as to what exactly are the legal obligations that we, the mothership, have to our various funds. Are we obliged in any legal way to step in and bail out Babcock and Brown Power? And if we're not, as a BNB shareholder, I guess my question would be, why are we doing it? Why are we different from Macquarie? Why aren't we letting them stand on their own two feet like Macquarie did with Macquarie Fortress? So are we obliged, or is it a reputational brand issue and you feel you have a moral obligation?
Well, we definitely don't have a legal obligation. We don't have a necessarily even a moral obligation, although there's a fine line in terms of what people define as moral obligations. The reality is these are standalone funds. We have to make judgments from time to time on, from an overall brand issue, from a point of view of value. We have a significant investment in the Power Fund ourselves. As to what extent do we think the use of our balance sheet makes sense in the circumstances? There's no question that, you know, the funds and funds model, whether listed or unlisted, is a key plank, and you know, we make those judgments. And obviously, as I said on the call last Friday, I won't be making that judgment on my own. That's subject to board consideration, and it will be considered thoroughly in terms of the overall balance of what's in the best interest of Babcock and Brown in the short and long term. So that's how we view those things. I would hasten to add that, you know, whether one or other fund of Macquarie Bank's, and it's not for me to talk about Macquarie, but Macquarie have certainly provided and been participants in financing structures, underwritings, sub-underwritings, etc., for their funds over many years. And, you know, from time to time, it's expedient to use your balance sheet, and other times it isn't. Clearly, the overall model is to separate and have these funds stand on their own two feet. We make it a consistent part of our platform, though, that there is alignment and that we maintain a significant investment in our funds. So it's all part of that overall package.